welcome if you are new, and welcome back if you're old. Today we're going to do another case study. Captain Jeffrey McDonald, he was a former American physician and United States Army officer who was convicted in August 1979 of murdering his pregnant wife and his two little daughters in February of 1970, so 9 years later. McDonald has always proclaimed his innocence of the murders, which he claims were committed by four intruders, three male and one female, which he always says that the female was wearing white boots and a floppy hat, and three male were all hippies. But, okay, they had broken into his home and attacked him, his wife, and his children with instruments such as knives, clubs, and ice picks. It all started at 3:42 a.m. on February 17th in 1970. Dispatchers at Fort Bragg received an emergency phone call from McDonald, who faintly spoke into the receiver, "Help! 544 Castle Drive stabbing! 544 Castle Drive stabbing! Hurry!" The operator then heard the sound of the receiver chatter against the wall of the floor. Within 10 minutes, responding military police had arrived at the address, intentionally believing they were responding to a domestic disturbance. They found the front door closed and locked, and the house dark inside. When no one answered the door, they then circled around to the back of the house, where a sergeant discovered the back screen door closed and unlocked, and the back door wide open. Upon entering, this sergeant walked into the master bedroom before running to the front of the house. After walking in there, he started shouting, "Tell them to get Womack ASAP!" Colette McDonald was discovered sprawled on the floor of the master bedroom. She laid on her back with one eye open and one breast exposed. She had been repeatedly clubbed about her body, with both her forearms later found to be broken. She had been stabbed 21 times in the chest with an ice pick, and 16 times about the neck and chest with a knife. With her trachea severed in two places. A bloodied and torn pajama top was draped over her chest, and a paring knife laid beside her body. Beside her, Jeffrey McDonald was found laying face down, alive but wounded, with his head at Colette's chest and one arm around her neck. As military personnel approached, he whispered, "Check my kids. I heard my kids crying." 5-year-old Kimberly was found in her bed, having been repeatedly bludgeoned about her head and body and stabbed in the neck with a knife between 8 to 10 times. She laid on her left side. Her skull had been fractured from at least 2 blows to the right side of her head, and one wound on her face had caused her cheekbone to protrude through her skin. The wounds to Kimberly's head were severe in nature to cause her bruising on her brain, a coma, and death soon after infliction. Across the hallway, 2-year-old Kristen was found in her own bed, also laying on her left side, with a baby bottle close to her mouth. She had been stabbed 33 times across the chest, neck, hands, and back with a knife, and 15 times with an ice pick. Y'all, that's a lot of stabbing for a 2-year-old. Just anyone in general, really. Anyway, 2 knife wounds had penetrated her heart, and the ice pick wounds were noted to be shallow. The injuries to her hands were likely defense wounds. On the headboard of McDonald's material bed, the word "pig" was written in 8-inch capital letters. The blood used to write this word was later determined to belong to the mom. Having received impromptu resuscitation, McDonald sat upright, then explained to them, "Jesus Christ, look at my wife, I'm going to kill those GD acid heads." Then immediately was taken to the Walmart hospital, shouting, "Let me see my kids," as he was carried out of his home on a stretcher. Taken to the Walmart Army Medical Center, medical staff discovered the wounds McDonald had suffered were much less numerous and severe than his inflicted upon his wife and children. He had suffered cuts, bruises, and fingernail scratches to his face and chest, although none of these wounds were life-threatening and required stitches. McDonald was also found to have a mild concussion. He had also received a single stab wound between 2 ribs in his right torso. This wound was described by a staff surgeon as a clean, small, sharp incision, measured 5/8 of an inch in depth, and has caused his lung to partially collapse. After 9 days, McDonald was released from the hospital. Questioned by the Criminal Investigation Division, McDonald claimed that at about 2 a.m. on February 17th, ready? He had washed the evening dinner dishes before deciding to go to bed. Although, because his younger daughter, Kristen, the one that was stabbed 33 times, had wet his side of the bed, he had taken her to her own bed, not wishing to wake his wife to change the sheets. He had taken the blanket from Kristen's room and fallen asleep on the living room couch. According to McDonald, he was later awoken by Colette and Kimberly's screams and Colette shouting, "Jeff! Jeff! Help! Why are they doing this to me?" As he rose from the couch to go give her aid, he was attacked by 3 male intruders, 1 black and 2 white. The shorter of the 2 white men had worn lightweight, possibly surgical gloves. A 4th intruder he described as a white female with long blonde hair, possibly a wig, and wearing high-heeled, knee-high boots and a white floppy hat, particularly covering her face. This individual stood nearby holding a light candle, shouting, "Acid is groovy! Kill the pigs!" McDonald claimed the 3 males then attacked him with a club and ice pick, with the female intruder shouting, "Hit him again!" During the struggle, his pajama top was pulled over his head to his wrist, and he had used this bound garment to ward off dust from the ice pick, although eventually he was overcome by his assailants and knocked unconscious on the living room end of the hallway leading to the bedrooms. When he had regained consciousness, the intruders had left the house. He had then stumbled from room to room, attempting mouth-to-mouth resuscitation upon each of his daughters to no avail before discovering his wife. He had pulled a small paring knife from Colette's chest, which he had tossed onto the floor, attempting in vain to find her purse. Then dragging his pajama pants over her body, then he had phoned for help. By mid-March, the CID had obtained the results of forensic testing of the blood, hair, and fiber samples of 54 Castle Drive that contradicted McDonald's accounts of his movements and further convicted investigators of his guilt. So, for example, Kimberly's blood was also found on his pajama top, even though McDonald had claimed he was not wearing his garments while in her room attempting resuscitation on her. McDonald's own blood was located in significant quantities in only 2 locations: in front of the kitchen cabinet containing rubber gloves, and upon the right side of the hallway bathroom sink. Investigators also questioned why Colette's blood was found in Kristen's room, although all 3 victims were found in separate rooms, suggesting they had been attacked separately. Moreover, although blood evidence indicates Kimberly had been attacked as she entered the master bedroom, investigators questioned why home intruders would bother to carry her back to her bedroom and continue their attack. All this just seems so weird to me, and I feel like he did do it. But McDonald was brought to trial on July 16th, 1979, and charged with 3 counts of murder. He was tried in North Carolina and pleaded not guilty to the charges. He had 3 life sentences and remains in prison today. The McDonald murder case remains one of the most tried murder cases in American criminal history. And that is the end of this podcast today. Thank you for listening, and come back for the next one next week.